Did you know the hardest amount of financing to find for a business is between $250,000 and $10 million? It's true. Those deals are too big for a bank branch and too small for a corporate banker. But if you're a business and you find yourself in that situation, go to MLENOW.ca. Emily Now is the sponsor of this podcast, and the platform was designed to help you access the capital you need from the banks and lenders that are willing to help you. Within a few moments and a few clicks, you can have a profile, send your request out to the marketplace of bankers that match your profile, and within minutes or hours, begin receiving responses back. Never leave the comfort of your computer and be surprised to see what might be possible. Visit MLENOW.ca today. Hey everybody, how's it going? Dylan Gallagher here, founder of MLENOW.ca, where we are getting up every day to make life easier for business owners and entrepreneurs. And we publish content a couple times a week that we think is going to be helpful to you if you're a business owner or you're an entrepreneur and you've got questions around financing or money or financial problems that your business is having. And so we try to put these little content pieces together so that you can get the help that you need. And today, what I want to talk about is opportunity cost. And it picks up on a theme that I've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, which is this idea that business owners and entrepreneurs get really nervous by the interest rate associated with their money. So when you talk to a business owner or you talk to someone running a business or an entrepreneur and maybe they find themselves trying to figure out how to take advantage of an opportunity or fix a problem, and you mention to them that there are traditional banks, but there's also two other categories of lenders, like mid-market and private lenders, who, while they charge more for their money, they have more flexible credit terms that means you can get the money quicker, faster, sooner. You're going to pay for it, but you can use it properly. So when I talk about opportunity cost, what I'm talking about is when you let an opportunity pass you by because either A, you're not able to get your head around it or understand it, or B, more importantly, you're not able to figure out the cost of what it's going to take to do it. And so opportunity cost is the cost of taking advantage of an opportunity, or in some cases, the opportunity cost of losing an opportunity. So let's use an example. Let's say that your business can't borrow any more money from the financial institution that manages your accounts for you. Well, that's a problem. Maybe you've got a couple big orders that you really want to take advantage of, but you're not able to pay for the materials, or you're not able to pay for the inputs, the labor and the materials that have to go into making the order so that you can deliver on the sale. Well, This is classic of an opportunity cost. You could go to a mid-market lender or a private lender, take their capital for 60, 90, or 120 days, take advantage of these orders, and then once the orders close and you get paid, then you repay the mid-market or the private lender and put some more profit in your bottom line. The alternative is, if you don't want to do that, that you just miss the opportunity to take those orders, and you don't add any new net income to your bottom line. And it's a shame. I mean, I make it sound really simple, and I appreciate that if you're running a business trying to make these decisions in real time, it's usually never that simple because you hold your breath when you hear interest rates as high as 2 or 3 or 4% a month, just to press the point a little bit. But the truth is, if you think about it and you just step back for a minute and you take some time to talk with someone, hopefully that's us. But if you take some time to talk through it, you might realize that, well, wait a minute, whatever my cost of capital is, firstly, it's not my cost of capital for the next 5 years. This is not a term loan. It's really just me using some more expensive money to take advantage of an opportunity so that ultimately I come out ahead and add more to my bottom line. But what prudent business owners will do, or if you, you know, read or get to know some entrepreneurs that have taken advantage of this and understand how it works, they simply build in the cost of that capital into the product or the service. So the classic example of this is when a company is factoring its invoices, or it is financing or selling, say you've got $100,000 worth of money you're waiting for from clients. There are companies out there that will factor or lend money to you based on that $100,000. So maybe they give you $80,000 or $70,000 or something like that. So you can get the cash today, and then when the money comes in, you just simply pay off the $70,000, and then you take, you know, less interest and fees. You take the balance into your bank. But what And that money can be expensive. That can be 2 to 3% a month. But what these businesses will do, when you work out the actual cost of that money on a per day basis, you realize that it's not nearly as significant as 2 or 3% a month might sound, or 24 or 36% a year might sound. And if you're only using the money for 45 days, it's pretty easy just to build that back into your invoice to your customer so that the truth is it doesn't really cost you anything. And so if you're in a position where maybe you've tapped out your traditional bank options, or your bank just says, look, we don't want to give you any more money, we're happy with the exposure that we have right now, but there's some opportunities sitting in front of your business that could add cash to your bottom line, then you may want to consider the opportunity cost and figure out how you might be able to do that. We certainly would love to help. MLENOW.ca. You can jump online, put a quick request together, send it out to the market and see what people think, or you can get in touch with us. We can walk you through it and try to be there to help support whatever it is you're trying to do. But you might be surprised to discover that you could grow your business just being very smart about how you're using capital. And I want to stress something here because this often gets lost in translation. Nobody, no business can afford to pay high rates of interest for long periods of time. So you can't pay 24% a year for 2 years and expect your business to survive. The truth is margins in any business just simply aren't, generally speaking, aren't that healthy. But can your business afford to pay that for 6 weeks? I don't know, but if you sat down and figured it out, you might be surprised to go, well, wait a minute, that sounds like a high number. But when I put it in perspective and I put it in context, if we were able to access capital like that to take advantage of some of these opportunities, we can put some more money in our bottom line, we can pay off that short-term financing that we were using, whether it's from a mid-market lender or a private lender, which are the other two groups of capital that exist in addition to a bank, and our company could be better off for it. So capital is a tool just like anything else in your business. Computers or paper or staff, technology, they're all tools and resources to help your business get to where it's going to do what it needs to do. Capital is no different. If you have the right perspective and you have the right guidance and you have the right people around you, you can put capital to work in your business working for you instead of your business working for capital, you know, trying to pay off loans and so forth. So opportunity cost, it's real. Get your head around it. If you run a business, you're an entrepreneur, understand it. And if you want to somehow figure out what it means in your specific business and the impact it could have, reach out to us and we'd be happy to help. Opportunity cost.